crack open a tall, cold one for number four, he trumpeted. Brett knows how to win the close ones. To think we could have had him for another year. Rookie and Bill popped a top. Multiple tops. Whoosh. Mike from Green Bay called with payback on his mind. Get that deep fryer going, he shouted. You saw what Brett did last night. I want to deep fry all those Favre bashers. Cook them up. Sizzle, sizzle, fry. Todd from Oshkosh had it in for the Packers general manager. Let's deep fry Ted Thompson, he crowed. At this point, Rookie finally lost it. After 16 weeks, 10 hours a week, 160 hours of his life, hearing the same thing over and over, he had his Howard Beale from Network moment. He wasn't so much mad as hell, he just didn't want to take it anymore. It's driving me crazy listening to this every day, he said into his mic. When's it gonna end? Not till January, said Bill. For 2 days before the Pats game, everyone was bashing Brett, Rookie continued. Now, because of last night, all the Favre horns call in and blow. Brett this, Brett that, if we only still had Brett. Well, we don't. The Jets spent $140 million in the offseason. No wonder their record's better than last year. Let's see how the Packers and Jets do over the next 3 years. It's been like this since August. People who just can't get over it. When are they going to move on? It's so tiresome speculating what it would be like if Favre was here. He's not. Can't we talk about the guys who are here? Rookie paused for breath. Scanning some emails, he groaned. Oh my God, it's all just more of the same. It's never going to stop. 5 hours a day, it's all we talk about. Brett's been gone 3 months. He's not coming back. People got to start dealing with reality. When are we going to put this to bed? Do we ever get to talk about anything else? The show went to commercial. Drop by Brett Favre Steakhouse on Brett Favre Pass for lunch or dinner, said the chipper radio voice in Rookie's headphones. It was the first ad of the break. There was no escaping number four. Rookie held his head in his hands. Introduction. We're at the game. It had happened before. Twice. Lambeau and Lombardi, two men synonymous with the Green Bay Packers, winners of 11 NFL championships between them, faces of the franchise, suddenly gone. Curly Lambeau, a hometown football star back from Notre Dame, had the idea to start a semi-professional team. It was 1919. He founded the Packers, coached them, managed operations, and played, taking snaps at halfback and throwing passes when he didn't run. He played through the 1929 season and coached and managed the team for another 20 years after that. 30 years as Packer incarnate. Then just like that, he was gone. After toxic feuds with the team's board of directors, he departed for, of all places, Chicago, becoming head coach and vice president of the Chicago Cardinals. I don't see how the Packers can last without him, said one of Lambeau's former offensive linemen, Charles Buckets Goldenberg. He was the Packers. Lambeau spent 2 years in Chicago, then headed east to coach the Redskins. Washington is also where Vince Lombardi, the savior of the franchise, went too in 1969. After a bloodless year serving as Packers GM, Lombardi wanted to coach again, and he liked that the Skins gave him a small team ownership stake. Lambeau resigned. Lombardi asked the Packers to release him from a 5-year contract. Both times, it was the frigid start of February, and both times, Packers fans mourned the departure of a man who had turned their tiny Midwestern town into a place of champions, of glory. This book began when Brett Favre announced his retirement on March 6, 2008. After 16 seasons as a Packer, 3 league MVP awards, a Super Bowl victory in 97, a Super Bowl loss in 98, a near trip to the big game 10 years later, NFL records for career touchdown passes, passing yards, completions, and attempts, and a mind-bending, record-breaking streak of 275 consecutive starts by a quarterback, commencing in a time when George Bush's father was in the White House. It was over. A lifelong Packer fan raised in Wisconsin, I watched Favre's tearful press conference from my apartment in Los Angeles. The world as Packer fans knew it had changed. A new era, a whole new reality had arrived. It seemed like this might be a book, the story of the first season AB, after Brett. I left California for Wisconsin in early July. 8 days later, we learned Favre wanted back. Things just got more interesting. They didn't get any less interesting when the Packers traded their iconic quarterback.